Only one person has completed the Great Plains Trail, but the second person to hike a long section has just made his way through Nebraska. And we met up with Clay Bonnieman Evans in Crawford, Nebraska, when he had already been hiking for 2 weeks. So spending the night in a small town with a laundry and a small grocery store was quite a welcome break, even if we were camping in a city park. Still, Clay is philosophical.
This trip that I've been on has just been such a solo endeavor.
He speaks as the sun sets over Crawford and we're huddled around our camp stove.
I've seen zero backpackers until you. Yay! Today I saw my first backpacker on the Great Plains Trail.
Clay says thru-hiking is usually much more communal. In fact, most thru-hikers have trail names honored by the community. Clay's trail name is Pony, because once on the trail, he was trying to explain his walking style to a fellow hiker, and he said,
I am like a little mountain pack pony. And I thought, that seems like a perfect name for me. So I just said Pony because I put my head down and I go, and I can carry stuff and I can go a long way. And so it fit.
Earlier that day, we put our heads down, 1 foot in front of the other, on the Nebraska section of the newly formed Great Plains Trail, making our way through the silver sagebrush of the Ogallala grasslands, dodging cow pies in the federal grazing areas, then to Toadstool Geological Park. Hills of eroded volcanic ash and chunks of sandstone seem to balance on their own, leading some to say it's like being on another planet, something Pony points out when giving directions to the trail.
If you just follow that around that corner, you will get to the really cool moonscape.
From Toadstool, we follow the Bison Trail, which guides you straight to an active dig site, the Hudson Meng Bison Bone Bed.
As you can see, everything is kind of jumbled together, broken apart. There's no real rhyme or reason to the bones.
This is Aaron Schinnewolf, our tour guide at the Bone Bed. Ranchers Albert Meng and Bill Hudson discovered the nearly 10,000-year-old bones in the 50s, but it took another 20 years for the site to be officially excavated. Now, a mobile building stands on top of the dig. Inside, we look down into the large, echoing pit.
So this is just one small portion of what was uncovered in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
If you look over here, this is their site map.
Oh, man.
This red indicates what you're seeing there. So that's just one small portion, maybe an eighth, the total bones.
Unbelievable.
The Hudson Meng Education and Research Center is the largest Alberta culture bison kill site in the world. And Aaron tells us the bone bed is so immense that Pony and I would have crossed over it earlier without even knowing.
Pretty much when you came in over that, across the water there, you were standing on top of bones.
Even though it's called a bison kill site, the actual origins of the bones are still unknown.
There's two theories. One is that it was a natural event, either through a flood, a fire, a lightning strike, or that this was a human event. And there's kind of two theories on the human event, and that's that this was a one-time thing, a major kill before the winter.
And the other idea? Carbon dating of the remains reveals a huge age difference among them, suggesting Paleo-Americans would have come here to hunt year after year. And despite the years of study, researchers also don't know what happened to all the skulls in the bone bed.
So that's one of the other mysteries about this place is...
Where the heads?
Where did the heads go?
Aaron tells us they're looking for another researcher or archaeology graduate student to continue working on some of the mysteries of their bone bed. When we left the bone bed, we picked up our trekking poles again and began walking to Crawford, where we set up camp that night. Check back in with us tomorrow at the same time on 91.5 KIOS FM to see what the trail brings on day 2 of our hike. Tomorrow, we will be in the Nebraska National Forest, but information about Toadstool Geological Park, the Hudson Meng Educational and Research Center, or any of the over 2,000 miles of the new Great Plains Trail is on our website, kios.org. With Omaha Public Radio, I'm Emily Chen Newton.